Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Trumas Daf Nun Daled in the Oiz Vardar edition, Perek Chamishi, in the middle of Halacha Beis. We learned in the Mishnah on the Machlokes, if you have a Seya of Truma that fell into 100 of Chulin, and before picking it up, another Seya fell in. So Rabbanan said, now it's two Seyas in 100, it's not Batal. Rabbi Shimon says, it is Batal. So the Gemara now on the top of Nun Daled Amud Aleph comes to explain this. Says the Gemara, "Say a truma shnuffle a meav lo yispeak v'chulei." Reb Shimon Oimer, Reb Shimon Shita is yedi also mekachoso. You know what makes it kodesh? Meaning when he knows that the truma is there, that makes that truma kodesh. According to Reb Shimon, as Reb Chaim explains, he used the rule koloimed li zorek zorgdam. Anything which is about to be thrown in the mizbeach is considered to be as if it's thrown already. Here as well. This truma, which fell into 100 chulin, is about to be taken out. So it's considered to be as if it was taken out already. And then when the second truma falls in, it's falling into chulin only. That's why according to Reb Shimon, it's okay. Because you go based on your deal. Once you know, once a person realizes that the truma fell into chulin, so the seya is already considered to be out. Rabbanan Amrin, Haram must be kachasar. Rabbanan say, no, until you don't pick it up, it's still there. So you have to have lemaisa taking it out from the pile. So if you didn't pick it up, there's one seya there, another seya fell in. You have two seyas of truma and 100 chulin. It's not batal. Continues now the Gemara. Until now we learned you have a seya of truma that falls into 100 of chulin. You have to pick up the seya. But who gets the seya? Simple understanding: the seya is truma. You have to give it to the kohen. The Gemara now addresses it and says, not so pasha that you give it fully to the kohen. Meaning, if it's tahar, truma tahayro, and it fell into chulin, you're picking it up, for sure you give it to the kohen. But if it's truma tmeyo, so then what exactly are you giving to the kohen? So it says the Gemara like this. Tani, say a truma, you have a say of a truma, which is tame, that's what Rabbi Chaim explains. Shinaflo lemeh, falls into 100 of chulin. Omer lekohen, he tells the kohen, veloid me eitzim ane chayav lecho. If the truma will not fall into the chulin, it's truma tmeyo. What is the word for the kohen? We learned earlier, what do you do with truma tmeyo? You burn it. You use it as fuel for the fire. So all it's worth is wood. So if so, toilecho dmei yitzecho. So all you can take is the worth of the wood. Right now, once it fell into chulin, it's batel. It's not tame anymore. You pick it up, that seya is a din of truma, but it's worth much more than the truma that was before. Says the Yisrael to the kohen, why should I give you the full truma? Let's say a truma is worth $100, and a seya, which is used only for fuel, is worth $20. All you have in here is $20. I should deserve the other $80. You won the $20. I'll give you the $20. Pay me for the extra $80 that it's worth for you, that you can eat it now as food. Fu'oimerlo says the coin back to the Israel. V'chisea truma shenoflo lepochas bimeo shema'ena medamas esakeri. One second. If this seya would fall into less than 100 of chulin, it would make the entire pile into meduma. Ve'etzi midami sakeri. If it's wood only, how can wood cause dimua? Elamai, you don't consider it as wood only. Yes, maybe it's worth in the market as wood, but it does have some value of truma. And in addition, another time the kohen tells the Yisrael, "V'loy soifcho misnino lekohen acharon." Won't you give it to another kohen? V'hu nesenu d'me'etzi. Will he give you the price of the wood? Meaning, let's say the kohen says, you know what? I don't want to take this truma. I just want the portion, which is the d'mei etzim. Says the Yisrael, you know what? I'll pay you for the d'mei etzim. It's $20. Now, what do you do with the truma? You can give it to another kohen. And the kohen will pay fully for it. Because right now, already the Yisrael fulfilled his obligation to give truma to the kohen. He has your one sale, which is a din of truma. He's going to sell for it for the full price. Will the second kohen deduct the amount of etzim that you have over here? He won't. He will give you the full price of truma. So says the kohen, it's not a real kohen, but it's like a potential kohen. Says the kohen to the Israel, you see, you have over here something which is worth much more than etzim. First of all, if it was less than 100, we'll make the entire pile into truma. And second of all, you could sell them now for the price of truma. So you're taking my truma, which was not worth a lot, but you can give it to another kohen, it'll give you the full price. So says the woman, my kedon. So we have your debate. The Israel tells the kohen, you had only the etzim, why should you get more? The kohen tells the Israel, you're going to make out of this more than the dmei etzim. So what should he do? The dmei etzim you have to give to the kohen, that's not debatable. The rest, they split. Because the rest, they both were able to achieve that extra value. The Yisrael, because he has a 100 chulin connected, and the Kohen, because it was Truma to begin with. So now it's worth to sell it to a Kohen for Truma. So that's why that value between the 20 and 100, they'll split between them. The Gemara brings another example of the same case. Chad Bar Nash, who's this person, apil se'oirim goy chitim. He threw barley into wheat. This is not Truma. This is talking about a regular barley into regular wheat. But now the pile of wheat is bigger. And the seller could sell this entire pile for the price of wheat. Because people, as we learn in other Gemaras, more in the Bavli brings it, that if you have a pile of wheat that has a little bit of barley in it, it's fine to sell the entire thing in the price of wheat. So this person who had barley fall into wheat benefited the owner of the wheat. Then now he could sell a little bit more for the price of wheat, even though it's only barley. But on the other hand, the owner of the barley, all he lost was a little bit of barley. He didn't lose wheat. So each one tells the other one, without me, you wouldn't even get the extra benefit. So what do? Also, the committee of Yudah Bar Shalom, the one in front of Yudah Bar Shalom, Valmar, Yiten Loi Dmei Seorim, give him the price of barley. That's clear. That's not debatable. Vashayach Loiku, the rest of the extra profit that you make because the barley is in within the wheat, they split between them exactly like the case of the Kohen. Says the Mishnah Alocha Gimel, Seir Truma Shenaflo Lemeo. You have a Seir Truma that fell into 100. When you grind wheat, sometimes it gets bigger. The grinding makes the volume of the wheat become bigger. And sometimes when the wheat is not in good quality, it decreases in volume. So in this case, it's Tochanum. He went and he grinded him. And now what happened? Upakatu. You have less wheat right now. I don't want to say maybe the chulin went down, but the truma stayed intact. And now you have less than 100 chulin connected to truma. We don't say that. We assume that was proportionate. The same way the chulin would decreased in volume, also the truma decreased in volume. Continues the mission on wood base. Say a truma should not fall at pachot mimeo. If say a truma fell in less than 100, made it all medumo. If the tachanon, he grinded and voitiru, now it increased. I don't assume that the chulin increased, but the truma stayed the way it was. Kashem shotur etiru chulin, kacho etiru truma avyasur. The same with the chulin increased, the truma increased as well, and still proportionally you have less than 100 chulin to mevatel the truma. Im yadua shechidin shechulin yofo is mishal truma, mutar. But if you know for a fact that the wheat of chulin are better wheat, and they increase, they enlarge when you grind them, while the wheat of truma is not such good quality, and they decrease in volume, then you can assume that the chulin increased, and not the truma, and its butter. Say a truma should not fall at pochos vimeo. And one truma that fell into less than 100. V'achagan avu sham chulin. Then more chulin fell into it. Im shoygig mutter, it fell b'shoygig, it's mutter. We mentioned it earlier as well. Now you have more than 100, it's mutter. He mazed it also, but if he purposely threw more chulin into it, then it's also. Says the Gemara. V'loi soif dova she pochos a truma. El afilu pochotu a chulin v'chum beheino toichinu matir. If he grind this combination of truma and chulin, and he knows the chulin were grinded, the truma wasn't. You don't say now that he said email because usur. He could go now and grind the truma and make sure that it decreases. That's not considered to be mevatel isur, because all he's taking is taking the isur and grinding and making it smaller, and makes it the same effect that you have for the chulin. Says the Gemara Tani, it says the Baisa, ain't he nervich a truma mitzterefes im a truma la esur al chulin. Tinoifes is the dirt, the waste. The only thing that becomes truma is the actual food. When you have truma that has in it some waste, some dirt, that part of the truma is not truma. That's considered to be chulin, as we'll see in a moment. So it doesn't join the truma to make the truma larger, and then you have to mevatel more of it. But if it's the opposite, if the chulin has dirt in it, has waste in it, it does help to mevatel the truma. Because the waste of chulin is chulin. Even though it's not food, it's still part of the chulin. Rabibi boy, Rabibi asked a question. Tinoifes shel truma, ma'o shetitztarvim achulim la'alois ta truma. So you were telling me that the tinoifes truma is not part of the truma. But does it join forces with the chulin to be mevatel the truma? Do you consider it to be mamish chulin, or you consider it to be not truma and not chulin? Min ma'o domer avuno, from what we learned from Avuno said, klipi isur, the shells of the isur, the peels, mitztarvim la'eta, they join the eta to mevatel, ha'domer, that teaches us, that also the dirt of the truma joins the chulin to be mevatel the truma. The Gemara now says the sentence that according to some of the Gersos you're taking out, Ravu Noam Aklipe Yisur Malim Seheter, that the peels of Yisur join to take away the heter. Seher truma shenaflo lemeo. If you have one seher truma that fell into 100, you don't count the zunim tirofis. Zunim tirofis is either one word, which means dirt, waste, or it's two types of waste. You don't disregard that not to join the chulin to mevatel the truma. But you count the dirt as well. The dirt is also counted to mevatel the truma. Lepochus imeo, if it fell into less than 100 chulin, atamoitzi zunim tirofis shibo. You do disregard the dirt of what? Of the truma. Meaning, when Gemara said before that you count the dirt, referring to the dirt of the chulin, joins the chulin to mevatel the truma. And we're talking now that you don't count the dirt, is we're talking about the dirt of the truma does not join the truma to become truma. V'chen lug yain solo. If you have pure wine of truma, shenafu l'mea lug yain ocher, fell into dirty wine. Ein ata moitzi shvorin shibo. You don't disregard the shvorin, the sediment, the dirt of the dirty wine. You count it as well to join in order to mevatel the truma. But lug yain ocher, wine which is dirty, shenafa lemea lug yain solo, meaning wine which is dirty, which is truma, that fell into pure, clear wine, which is chulin, atamoitzi shvorin shibo. You disregard the shvorin, you don't count the shvorin as part of the truma, because as the Gemara said before, the dirt does not join the truma to become asur, it just joins the chulin to be mevatel the truma. And with this, we conclude Yerushalmi Trumos Daf Nun Daled.